sidewalk?
Yeah, the sidewalk, yeah, well, mm-hmm. Now back then, you know, most of the home were built close to the sidewalk, not too many black folks, but they still have sidewalk, but they use sidewalks a lot more then than do now because everybody walk. Now a lot of people ride, so they don't use them as much as they did at that time.
When you would go to school, did you have to walk all the way?
I walked to school, but not as long as a lot of people are. I lived out in the country about 3 miles, and they had a school bus to pick us up. However, a little before my time, everybody had to walk, but we walked to town many times and walked to school sometimes. It was very few cars. Now you have an average of probably a couple of cars in every family. You probably didn't have average of a car every 3 families back at that time, so you either caught a school bus or walked. A long ways, that's right. You'd walk a long way to school. Everybody, some of them walk 5 or 6 miles to school, some even further, had to get up early.
What kind of dogs
do you have? You have bird dog, you have coon dog, round dog, hound dog. Well, a hound dog was a combination of about all dogs. That was, I'd say, most common type. Big dog, little dog, every kind of dog.
Okay, strictly Okay, Daddy, when you go fishing, what do you use?
For bait, if I'm fishing for bream, I'll use a lot of different things, but probably the most common would be crickets and grasshoppers and earthworms. If I'm fishing for bass or trout, you will use minnows, and in the minnows you can use either live minnows or artificial minnows. And
one of the things that fly around top of the water, you know, the insects.
Well, you have a lot of mosquitoes, world mosquitoes, and they feed on mosquitoes and all type of bugs.
What's the bigger one with the big wings?
Dragonfly? Dragon, yes, right. You see those around ponds all the time. Well, you have ants. You could moths, and you have ants and camelflies.
What is a ground turtle? What kinds that don't stay in the water?
So much that we see. You see them. Terrapins, and they are just hard shell, just like a turtle. Look just like it, but they don't get. But they don't get nearly. Terrapin doesn't get nearly as large as a turtle, as a general rule.
What about the...
And out where you in the turtles, if you're out from that turtles around there, you in this area, you have things too that you don't see too often that you don't hunt, like polecats and skunks and things like that. You have so many things like that out around ponds. They'll be out because they get in stumps and hollow trees, and but you see a lot of something like that out.
Do you see a lot of, what kind of spiders?
Well, we have a few black widow spiders around, and there are a lot of other kinds. There's small spiders, there's a large spider, I don't remember the name of them, but there's large.
What is it that they weigh?
It's a web, it's a web, and in the web they catch flies and so forth, and they feed on those.
Okay. I was wondering, when you were growing up, what, did you ever build something in the backyard to play on?
Like a tree house?
Yeah,
And a swing,
and also
you
would tie things. Like, what did you tie from one tree to the other?
That we had you could spinning jennies, you know.
A hammock. Yeah, you'd
but
have
what
a hammock.
Thing about that nobody knows spinning anything.
A spinning jenny. Yeah, that would go round and round, and someone would push it. You know.
Was that like a merry-go-round?
No, it was like these things at schools that you see that they turn and they ride on like a merry-go-round.
Small, you know.
A board and something in the middle, and then they swing it around the end.
Right.
The kids would sit on either end, and you just spin them around. But one thing that